It's my lucky day!
Don't tell me, you got another kazoo?
A robot?
A tiny sweater to keep your tooth warm?
What?
No, none of those things. Even better. I was on my way to the theater, and I passed the mini donut stand on 4th Street. You know the one where they drop tiny little donuts in hot oil, and they float down that little lazy river like teensy-weensy inner tubes until they fall out all hot and delicious?
I love those teensy-weensy inner tubes!
Well, it's their 10th anniversary, and they were handing out free bags of mini donuts! And I got one!
Did someone say mini donuts?
Larry was given a free bag of mini donuts!
Ooh, my favorite!
They are mighty tasty.
They're so small, they don't have room for holes. More like little belly buttons.
Do I smell mini donuts?
Larry got a free bag.
Can I have one donut?
Well, I guess so.
And me too?
And me too?
Wait, what?
You've got more than enough to share.
I was gonna save half for tomorrow, so I could have mini donuts then, too.
It's nice to be generous.
I'm not sure what generous means, but if it means giving away my mini donuts, then no thank you.
That reminds me of a letter we got.
Why am I not surprised?
Go ahead, Petunia. What's it say?
It says, "Dear Bob and Larry, my church is having a toy drive where we give toys to kids who don't have any. I have 2 remote control cars, and my dad says I should give one away. He says I should be generous, but if I give one of my cars away, I won't have it anymore. Won't I be happier if I keep all my stuff for myself? Your friend, Douglas."
Exactly! If I give away some of my mini donuts, I won't have them anymore. And if I don't have them, how can I be happy?
What does generous mean?
To be generous is to be ready to give or share with others. God wants us to be generous.
Bob, this could be a great topic for our show tonight.
You might be right. Okay, everyone, let's brainstorm some ideas for teaching generosity. Quick, before Mr. Nezzer comes in and says...
30 seconds to curtain, everyone. Hope you got something good, Bob. Do I smell mini donuts?
Uh-oh.
Cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
God expect me to be happy if I can't keep all my stuff to myself?
You know, sometimes keeping everything for ourselves makes us the opposite of happy.
Super happy?
No, the opposite of happy.
Ecstatic?
Do you guys even know what opposite means? Keeping everything for ourselves can sometimes make us miserable. I got a story. Larry, you're gonna be the king.
Great! I feel happier already.
Okay, then. We've got a story. Need anything else, Pa?
We need a castle. And a bog.
In a what?
Scripts on the table, costumes on the rack. Cue the band! Once upon a time, there was a castle in a bog.
This ground sure is wet, muddy, and squishy.
Yes, it's a bog. We all live in a bog.
Not good for your shoes.
Nope, it was not good for shoes. But the bog was good for one thing. Growing bog melons.
Hey, look, a bog melon.
Oh, that's a nice one. It'll be sweet and delicious.
And bouncy, too, I bet. Yep, super bouncy.
Did I just hear a bog melon bounce?
Oh, hi, King Ferdinand.
King Ferdinand was king of the bog, and he loved bog melons.
I am king of the bog. Bring it to me at once.
Okay.
King Ferdinand believed all the bog melons belonged to him, and he liked to remind everyone with a little song.
I am Ferdinand, king of the melons. All of the melons are mine, and so you must bring me the melons, every melon you find. And tell your friends to bring me the melons they find, too.
Oh, we will, King Ferdinand.
Aren't you a lovely melon?
And so it went on for weeks and months.
Oh, found a melon!
Bring it here!
I got one.
You know what to do.
Thank you very much. Yep, bouncy and delicious.
Finally, someone had to say something. King Ferdinand, can I say something?
What is it, villager? Do you have another melon for me?
No. We all love bog melons, and we're wondering if maybe you could be generous and give some of your melons to us?
What?
Just a few? You have way more than you need.
Have you heard my song?
Yes,
I am Ferdinand, king of the melons. All of the melons are mine, and so you must bring me the melons. Every melon you find.
Yeah, it's a nice song, but since you have so many melons...
Perhaps I must be more clear. I need to be given the melons, every last melon you grow. And if you don't give me the melons, into my prison you'll go.
What?
Anyone caught with a melon, he will be committing a felony. So think really hard before telling me you want to have bog melons too. There's room in my prison for you.
So month after month, the villagers carried melons to the king.
Thank you very much. Ooh, that's a nice one. Bouncy and delicious.
Until one day, something weird happened. King Ferdinand, I have another melon for you. Is there a problem?
There's so many melons in here, I can't open the door.
How many melons do you have?
A lot of melons. I'm king of the melons.
Yes, I know. But you know, bog melons are very heavy.
And?
Your castle is built on a bog.
And?
Well, with all that weight, aren't you worried about your castle sinking?
Oh, that's ridiculous. That could never happen. What was that?
I think we need to get some of those melons out of there, King Ferdinand. Here, start throwing melons out the window.
Not a chance. You just want my melons.
King Ferdinand, you need to give us some melons. You're sinking in the bog.
No way. I am Ferdinand, king of the melons. All of the melons are mine. And so you must bring me the melons. Every melon you find.
Seriously, man, you're going down.
I am Ferdinand, king of the melons. King of the melons I'll be. You're trying to take all the melons, but I'm gonna keep them with me.
Hey, King Ferdinand!
Throw
King
Ferdinand!
Throw some melons!
These are my melons! My melons will not be moved!
They tried reasoning with him, but King Ferdinand wouldn't listen. He didn't believe he could be happy giving anything away.
I am Ferdinand, king of the melons. All of the melons are mine, and so you must bring me the melons.
Oh, King Ferdinand, if only you had learned to be a little more generous.
He was Ferdinand, king of the melons, but he wouldn't share with his friends. And so he sank down with his melons, and that's how our sad story ends.
It's okay. I'm okay. I didn't really sink into the bog. I was acting.
That was a great story, Pa.
It sure was.
So, keeping everything for yourself can cause trouble. Of course, my mini donuts are too small to sink any castles, so I think I can still keep them for myself.
Aren't there other reasons to be generous?
Any Bible stories about people being generous?
Sharing their donuts?
Their Bible donuts?
I don't think they had donuts in the Bible.
Oh, man.
Poor Bible people.
But they had other things to share or not share. I think I've got our story.
That's great, Petunia. Who's in it?
Pretty much everybody.
Okay, everyone, we've got a story.
Ahem. Long ago in Israel, a large crowd of people stood together on a hill.
What's going on? Is it a football game?
No, football isn't a thing yet. We live in Bible times.
Well, what's everybody doing?
Shh! We're listening to a guy talk. I think his name is Josie.
No. His name is Jesus.
How do you know?
I'm Andrew. I'm one of his disciples.
Shh!
Sorry! And this is Philip.
I'm a disciple, too. We're on a mission.
A mission?
Yeah, Jesus sent us. What's your name, little guy?
My character doesn't have a name.
Oh, well, I'm gonna call you Walter. That's a good Bible name, right?
No, not at all. Wait, did you hear that?
I think it was an earthquake.
It was my stomach. We've been standing out here all day. I'm starving.
And that's our mission. Jesus sent us to get food for everyone.
Food for everyone? There's gotta be like...
5,000 people. And that's just the men.
Then there are the women, the kids, some dogs and cats. I'm pretty sure I saw a monkey.
You didn't see a monkey. And I don't know what we're gonna do because there's no food around here. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
That's what's so exciting.
What's so exciting?
It seems impossible, but Jesus is the Son of God. And when God is with us, anything can happen.
Are we really gonna sing now?
We're really gonna sing. Hey, listen here, the Son of God is near. Get your feet a-tapping, cause anything can happen. No need to fear, the Son of God is near. Soon you will be clapping, cause anything can happen.
Okay, I think that's enough.
And now you hear me rapping, cause anything can happen.
Wait, you're gonna rap?
Hey, everybody, don't mean to be rude, but we're on a mission to look for some food. We don't have much money, don't think I have any. What up, Drew?
I just have a penny.
We're sweating all day, the sun's really blazing, but Jesus can do what is really amazing. He's making a forest out of a twig, a giant bouquet from your little sprig, an ocean of water from one little swig. He's taking our little and making it big.
He's taking our little and making it big?
He's taking our little and making it big. Word! And it starts when we're generous with what we've got. When we look for ways to help other people.
Let's just go back and tell Jesus we couldn't find any.
Wait, I've got some food. I've got 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish.
But that's your dinner from your mom.
Seriously, Philip, how's that gonna work for 5,000 people?
I'll take it. It would work fine for me.
Didn't you hear my song, Andrew?
Yes, I know Jesus can do amazing things, but that doesn't mean he's going to every time. What if he doesn't? It's the boys' dinner.
It's up to you, Walter. God loves it when we're generous. But I understand if you don't want to, because it might mean there's no dinner for you.
What will the boy, Walter, do? Give his own dinner to help others, even if it might not do much good? Would Jesus do something amazing? Or will they all still be hungry?
I'm dying of both suspense and hunger.
We'll find out right after this break. And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Today we find Larry on a very chilly day.
Say you're in the winter time and everything is cold. Winter winds are blowing frosty fingers through your soul. Jack Frost nipping you, he isn't very nice. How do you protect yourself from all the snow and ice? Well, I've got earmuffs for my ears, a scarf around my neck. A parka wraps my middle, should I zip it up? Check! I've got so many layers on that soon I will be sweating. But stop before I go outside, there's something I'm forgetting. Wait for it. Tooth sweater, a sweater for your tooth. For keeping choppers warm, there's nothing better, that's the truth. Tooth sweater, it's fashion, don't you know? Sure to make you dashing when you're dashing through the snow. Mittens for your fingers, a hat upon your head. And fuzzy flannel PJs keep you warm when you're in bed. You're all wrapped up from head to toe, from north down to the south. But don't forget the shiny friend who lives inside your mouth.
Larry?
Yeah, Bob?
There are still parts of you that aren't covered up.
Like what, Bob?
Well, there's your eyes.
Just a minute. Eye sweaters, a fabulous design. Let the blizzard blow because your eyes are feeling fine. Eye sweaters, they're sweaters for your eyes. Eye sweater. I can't see, it's too dark. Eye sweaters. It's so itchy.
Silly Songs with Larry.
Really,
and we'll file this one away as a really bad idea.
My eyes!
Yes. Well, back to the story. What will little Walter do? Not his real name. Will he be generous? And will Jesus do something amazing? Or will they all still be hungry?
Are you okay?
Yeah, but don't put sweaters on your eyes.
I'll try to remember that.
Ahem. Or will they all still be hungry?
Oh, right. Ahem. Well, Walter, it's up to you.
I want to share my food with everyone.
Are you sure?
Yes, even if Jesus doesn't do something amazing, I want to be someone who helps.
Here goes!
So Andrew brought the boy's small meal to Jesus, and Jesus began doing something very interesting.
He said a prayer, and now he's breaking up the bread and fish into pieces and handing them out.
Well, this isn't going to last very long.
But the more Jesus broke the food into pieces, the more pieces there were.
He's still doing it, and he's not running out.
The disciples are passing out food to everyone, and there's still more.
More bread, more fish.
Something amazing is happening.
Something amazing was happening. Jesus kept breaking off pieces of the bread and the fish, and the bread and the fish never ran out. Finally, they saw Philip heading their way, carrying something big.
Hey, what's he got? Look, Walter. Look what Jesus did!
He turned my little into something big!
He did something amazing!
A single meal fed 5,000 people that day.
Not including the women and the children.
And at least one monkey.
You did not see a monkey.
I totally saw a monkey. Or a really hairy baby.
And it all started because a little boy was willing to share. Willing to be generous.
I had a little lunch, just some fishes and some bread. But then I had a hunch when I heard what Philip said.
Anything can happen when the Son of God is near.
And then at once what I should do became so very clear.
I will be generous, I'm gonna share. When you or you need help, I'm gonna care. 'Cause when I have enough, I have enough to spare. I will be generous, I'm gonna share.
Everything well given is a gift from God above.
And when we give to others, we are showing them His love.
Even when it's not a lot,
God can use what we have got.
He can make a forest from a twig.
That's right. And he can take your little and make it something big.
So, what did we learn?
We will be generous, we're gonna share. When you or you need help, we're gonna care. 'Cause when we have enough, we have enough to spare. We will be generous, we're gonna share. We will be generous.
want to share my donuts, Bob. I want everyone to have one.
Even if God doesn't turn your little bag into a huge basket of donuts?
Yeah, that many donuts wouldn't be good for me. Besides, even better than having donuts is having friends.
Man, you know, this would be the perfect time for a verse.
But you forgot?
I forgot.
I will be generous. I am going to share.
Wait, what?
I bring a verse for you out of the air. It is catchy, no?
Hi, verse angel.
It's just Jean-Claude, but thanks for the verse.
No problem, Tomato. And now I fly away.
Let's see. Proverbs 28:25. A generous person will be blessed because he shares his food with the poor.
Is food the only thing we can share?
Oh, no. We can share toys, even our time and our talents, the things we're good at.
Wow. So we can share anything.
Yep. And best of all, when we're generous and share with others, we get to see God at work in our world. And we get to be a part of it.
I'm going to remember that.
And so should you, Douglas. Everything we have is a gift, and God loves it when we share. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!